Dozens of independent bookstores in Wisconsin are participating in the first statewide bookstore crawl in this month of June. It's called Bookshop Quest 2026. The month-long event features a map of local independent bookstores around the state with missions to undertake and clues to decipher in the stores. In Wisconsin, 77 independent bookstores are part of the Midwest Independent Booksellers Association. And according to the American Booksellers Association, local bookshops, they're going through a massive resurgence across the country. And that vitality is being noticed around Wisconsin as well. To learn about the indie bookstore scene in our state and the bookstore crawl, we have Keith Burrows, co-owner of Republic of Letters Bookstore in Mineral Point and an organizer of Bookshop Quest 2026. Keith, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Where did this idea for an independent bookstore crawl in Wisconsin come from?
Well, the independent bookstore community is so tight-knit, and at a conference in the fall, a couple bookstores from Iowa were talking about how great their bookstore tour is, and they convinced me that we should have one in Wisconsin. So I reached out to a few other bookstore owners. We put together a little group and organized it.
What have you learned about how Iowa did its bookstore crawl?
Well, they do it regions. They do the, like, you can do a northern card or a southern card and fill them out. We decided we really wanted to encourage people to go all over the state. So we decided to just do one big map, and maybe you're not going to visit all 35, but you can try and get to as many stores as you can.
And those 35 bookshops, they're all over the map, all over Wisconsin.
All over, pretty much covered the state.
So what do you hope that this bookstore crawl accomplishes?
It's about celebrating the variety of independent bookstores, because I think that's one of the things that's great about independent bookstores is you have a small team or maybe just one person who's choosing what books to carry, choosing what events to host, choosing how they fit into their community. And so they're all very different. So, for example, I have a store in Mineral Point, and in our store, we share our space with a cooking school, the Book Kitchen. So they do cooking classes mostly based around cookbooks and have chefs and cookbook authors come through. Another store that's participating in the tour in Madison is Wanderlust, and that's a mobile bookstore that's romance novels only. Or you have Leopold's, which is a bookstore, bar, cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such variety, and Wisconsin is such a beautiful state, and June is a fantastic time to be out and about in Wisconsin. So we thought it'd be great to pair discovering your new favorite bookstore with some time outside in Wisconsin.
Give us a feel for these missions. What did you dream up here that bookstore enthusiasts will puzzle out on this quest?
Yeah, we didn't want it to be just visit a bookstore, check it off.
Yeah.
So we have these side quests that include things like meeting bookstore pets. So that could be a dog or a cat. Maybe that bookstore has a fish tank. Whatever animal you can find in the bookstore, that'll count as the pet. Or maybe ask a bookseller for a recommendation. That's another one of the side quests. Pretty easy to accomplish. Gets you another chance to win a prize, but gets you talking to somebody.
As a bookstore owner, what is it like to create clues inside your store that are unlike your regular retail book display work?
Well, we're learning as we're going. So it's been a lot of fun. It feels very, it's a new way of advertising our stores and attracting customers and making the space fun to visit. So I'm hoping that people will agree with us.
We see these indie bookstores on main streets all over the state. What can we learn by visiting an independent bookshop, in a community outside of our own?
I think bookstores are often the heart of our community, of our main street. And if you go to a bookstore and you need a recommendation for where to get coffee or where to go for a bite to eat, the bookstore is a great place to ask. It's also a great place to meet people. And that's what I really love about running a bookstore is the opportunity to really have a conversation. Everyone who comes in the bookstore is going to have something that they'd like to talk about with me. So there's always that meeting point. And it's not uncommon for us to then recommend other stores for them to visit or to call up a friend to have them open up their art gallery for visitors who are maybe in town on a slow day. our job is to be a bridge in the community.
Almost like an ambassador in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a good way of thinking about it.
I wonder, too, these conversations you have with people who come into the store, they are also building, you know, maybe what you end up putting on display or stocking in the store, because they come with their own influences.
Absolutely. We have, you know, there's two big influences on what we carry. One is what our customers are interested in, and the other is what we are passionate about and what we really want to sell. And those two things to come together to make each store's curation unique.
Wisconsin is home to 77 independent bookshops that are part of the Midwest Independent Booksellers Association. What is the health of this industry in Wisconsin?
Good. I'm never sure. It's never been an easy job to run a bookstore. And there's lots of challenges, inflation and increased costs of everything, and competition with Amazon and other booksellers. But people value independent stores. They value that experience. And we've been seeing more and more independent bookstores open up in the state. I don't know exactly how many, but at least a dozen in the last year. So I think it's there's a strong future.
Can you say more about how independent stores are carving out a space in a market where consumers can get any book they want shipped directly to their door or downloaded to their device instantly?
Absolutely. And, you know, we try to serve both that need. So a lot of independent bookstores will have a website where you can order books, or they'll be partnered with bookshop.org where you can order one of the 15 million books that bookshop.org has in stock. But I have about 5,000 books in my store. And so it's a very limited selection of the available books. About 2,000 books are published every week.
Wow.
Now, a lot of those are, you know, textbooks or other things, but we're doing a lot of curation. And so you can use an independent bookstore both to order whatever book you already know you need or to really find something new and lean on that expertise of that bookseller. We really like to help people find a book that'll change their life.
Mm. You mentioned this is a difficult economy. There is inflation. There's tariffs. There are other headwinds with online booksellers. What have you felt as a bookseller in this economy?
You know, it is a tough economy, but one of the main reasons it's a tough economy is because it's a tough economy for our customers. You know, their costs are going up. Their income isn't going as far. And we see that, and we try to respond to that. So a lot of bookstores will make sure to include a lot of free programming. Every independent bookstore I know is perfectly happy for you to come in and spend some time, and there's no expectation that you're walking out of there with a bag full of books. We have lots of comfortable seating in our store for a reason. We want you to spend some time in the space. We have to provide value that justifies the cost to you, and that's what we try to do.
But are your costs going up?
Absolutely. Everything from book costs have been going up and up with paper costs, printing costs, delivery costs. A lot of the suppliers, publishers, and distributors have been adding surcharges for fuel costs. Everything we pay has gotten more expensive.
Even very small communities can support a local independent bookstore. Like your own community of Mineral Point has roughly 2,500 residents. Why do you think that is?
Well, books are not a new idea. They've been around and been popular for a long time. And I think in our digital saturated world, where more and more people are finding the value of having something that doesn't have ads in it and that doesn't require you to be on a screen and just gives you that time and space to focus and be with that book. And we're not a big store, so we don't have really high rent, and so we can be in a small community and right-sized for our community.
Do you think that is the case for other small communities around Wisconsin, that they can make it work regardless the size of how many people live there?
Absolutely. If you're a very small town and there's no tourism, that obviously gets hard. But any city of any size should have a bookstore. Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of tourism, how does this bookstore crawl fold into the element of tourism? What do you envision?
Well, Wisconsin is a diverse and beautiful state. You have beautiful North Woods, the Driftless area, the lakes, like Lake Michigan. I moved to Wisconsin 21 years ago in June. And I just fell in love with the state. And I think it's the perfect time of year to go out and see all the beautiful corners of our state.
Well, Keith, happy bookstore crawl to you, and I hope BookQuest goes really well.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you in the store.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That is Keith Burrows, co-owner of Republic of Letters Bookstore in Mineral Point. He's an organizer of the inaugural statewide bookstore crawl in Wisconsin. It's called Bookshop Quest 2026, and it runs through this month with 35 independent bookshops participating across the state. And you can give a shout out to your local bookshop, or maybe you've got your indie bookshop map and started your quest. Email us about bookstores in the state. Send your note to wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.